that's settled in for a second or two. Some lively stuff and some lovely stuff. The Sicilian and Burlesque for flute and piano by Alfredo Casella, composer whose works are not as well known as they should be. Our virtuoso flutist, Holly Venkateswaran, here in the Mills Concert Hall, UW-Madison, live today during the midday with a nice varied program. Her pianist is Vincent Fu. And are you already ready for Mozart, for what comes next? Now, Mozart famously said in his letters to his father, about 1778, I really can't stand the flute. He wrote, a couple of concertos for it and flute quartets also. Do you think that was just because he was eager to get back over to Aloysia Weber, his heartthrob of the time, or that he is a second-rate Mozart, this flute material?
Well, regardless, the flute world's very grateful that we have anything from Mozart, even if he didn't like the flute. This Andante in C was actually written as a possible substitute for the second movement of a Mozart concerto for the flute. He was commissioned, supposedly, to write three flute concertos, which didn't end up happening. Obviously, we only have two, and one of them's the arrangement of the oboe concerto.
Yeah, well, Mozart was not the first composer to cut a few corners when delivering on a commission. Yeah, got some kind of worked over material and leave town.
Yeah.
But so is this, to use a word that's much used, kind of a romantic movement, this slow movement, or what do you think is going on in here?
Yeah, I would say you could call it romantic, even just peaceful. It reminds me of home.
Your home.
Exactly.
All right, and in Lisbon, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm from Lisbon, Wisconsin, so it's very peaceful, almost pastoral kind of place. It's really nice.
So this is the Andante in C for flute from 1778 by the 22-year-old Mozart.
Thank you.
the Andante in C for flute and orchestra originally. Flute and piano certainly worked very nicely there in that performance. And now we are all winners with this wonderful concert that we're getting from Holly Venkateswaran, who is coming to us now from Vanderbilt, I guess, right? You're in the middle of a freshman year at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of my freshman year at Vanderbilt in Blair School of Music.
Having gone through what education there in Lisbon, Wisconsin before that?
So in Lisbon, Wisconsin, I went to Hamilton High School, and I also did an online school for a year, just for my senior year.
And did you play in an orchestra there, or?
Yeah. Solo? I played in the Milwaukee Youth Symphony pretty often. We did orchestra performances, and then in my senior year, we also did some chamber music stuff as well.
So a little bit of everything, and then maybe even a recital in there somewhere?
Yeah, a lot of competitions were done, and even playing on radio shows like this. So lots of recitals and performances, just kind of everything.
Well, that's what you have to do. Do you cross genres ever? From classical to, I mean, you're in Nashville now. I mean, you know, there's a lot of music there.
Yeah, we've definitely, even in my school now, we play a lot of cross-genre mixes from classical and pop music, actually. Not a lot of country yet, surprisingly.
We'll be listening. We'll get you into a Ken Burns documentary yet. You have next a work by a contemporary composer, and by the name of Catherine Hoover. We hear her works from time to time, and this is for solo flute.
Yes, it's for solo flute. So the piece is called Winter Spirits, and it was written by Catherine Hoover in 1997. Winter Spirits was created to emulate the Native American flute sounds, and the story goes that it communicates with those spirits of the Native Americans. So I thought that this really was fascinating and decided ultimately to play it for you today.
Wind Spirits. Thank you. Winter Spirits, a work for solo flute by Catherine Hoover. Now, to your knowledge, Holly, has that been recorded? And if so, or if not, how do you go about attacking a piece like that that's not, you know, part of a well-established repertory?
Yeah, so it has been recorded, I think, also by the composer herself. She's a flute player, too. So I actually got to listen to her recording and a few others just to figure out what I wanted sound-wise. My professor at Vanderbilt is actually a very contemporary flutist. She plays the whole gamut of repertoire, from standard to stuff like this. So she actually had a lot of really good ideas to help me navigate Winter Spirits, which was pretty challenging at first, especially to find out what I wanted sound-wise.
I can well imagine. Well, the opposite, perhaps, is this next piece, which is a very well-known piece for all kinds of players. I think most recently was a big hit at one of the royal weddings as a cello piece, but also very commonly, and maybe even originally, for flute?
Yes, so this was part of an orchestral suite that was for a ballet from Pelléas et Mélisande. The Sicilian is actually a very famous flute solo within the orchestra part, but here we've taken it and made it for flute and piano.
Sicilienne by Fauré. Famous Sicilienne from Pelléas et Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré, which coincidentally, I guess, is exactly 100 years earlier than the Hoover piece that Holly just played, and a real charmer among pieces. We'll get back to Holly Venkatesarin live from our Mills Concert Hall and our brand new FM studio, and I'll get to the quiz question too right after this on WPR. Back now to more live music with Holly Venkatesarin, and she's giving us some insights too into what it's like being a flutist, sort of a hardcore flutist. I mean, it's very intense work after a while, and you're kind of holding yourself up in certain positions for long periods of time. How do you cope with that?
A lot of what flutists have to deal with is endurance. So we often don't play as long of pieces as maybe pianists or violinists. The average flute concerto is maybe 20, 25 minutes, whereas a piano concerto might be 50.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's definitely a workout. You have to use a lot of core support, a lot of air support, which we talk about all the time in lessons and in master classes. Really, in order to deal with it, is just playing a lot, building up your endurance, and keeping yourself as healthy as you can.
What do you do to loosen up?
Normally what I'll do is I have a massage roller, like a back roller, which really helps. Try to stretch. I try not to stay in one place for too long. Keep moving around as much as I can.
A lot of musicians are like that. Have to keep moving.
Yeah, definitely. It just helps, keeps everything mobile so you can play really well.
Well, so far so good.
I hope so.
Now, do you plan to become a professional flutist at this point in your life? Now that you're a freshman in college, what do you think? How does the water look?
The water looks pretty good. Uh-huh. Nice and warm. Yeah, I do plan to be a professional flutist. It's what I love doing. I've been doing it almost 13 years now.
So what would be your second favorite subject in college then, or in high school for that matter?
I have two, actually. I really like my German language studies, which I'm doing next semester at Vanderbilt. I also am interested in finance, so investments, securities, all of that.
That's a really good one for a musician, yes, to know something about finance.
Yeah, definitely. There's actually some minors I'm looking at while I'm at Vanderbilt, different things in economics, financial economics, corporate strategy, all of that.
Corporate strategy.
Very different from music.
You will be a force to be reckoned with. Now, this last piece that you're going to favor us with, by Cécile Chaminade, certainly her most famous piece, and one of the most famous of early 20th century flute concertinos, I guess it's as short as concertos go. And the style of this, although it's a French composer, I don't know, it always makes me think of Scotland for some reason.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Maybe if we hear it right now, we'll think, what am I thinking of? You know, where did that come from? But where do you come from with it? How do you approach this charming piece?
So this piece is actually played very often by almost any flutist of high school age. You can ask them if they've played this concertino, they'll say yes. You know, you all play it in unison. So my approach really was trying to find the French sound in it and make it unique in a sense, but also be true to myself and be true to the piece as well.
From 1902, the concertino for flute and piano by Cécile Chaminade.
Thank you.
Bravo, one of the most famous of 20th century flute pieces, the concertino for flute and orchestra, often heard very often for flute and piano, as we did just now, from 1902 by Cécile Chaminade. And you heard it coming to you live from the Mills Concert Hall, featuring today Holly Venkatesteran was playing a wonderful program today, Casella and Mozart and Catherine Hoover and Gabriel Foray and now Cécile Chaminade. And what's the next big piece in your on your horizon, Holly?
Well, the next big piece is André Jolivet's Flute Concerto for Flute and Strings.
Jolivet?
Yes. It's very modern and kind of terrifying, but I actually really like it.
Will you be playing that? You'll be playing that at Vanderbilt, and that's kind of an assignment piece, or how did that come about?
I actually chose it this summer. My flute teacher has a list of pieces that we have the option to choose each year, and this was one of them. I heard it and fell in love with it instantly, and so I've just been playing it ever since, and I will probably play it in January for the Vanderbilt Concerto competition.
Well, I guess love often has a component of terror to it, so so you're in the right zone with that piece.
Yeah.
And that's for January, you say?
Yeah, it's for January.
Well, have a wonderful time at Vanderbilt in the next 3 years.
Thank you so much.
And what do you think of this radio business? I mean, we do have this audience that has sort of collected here impromptu, but otherwise you're playing for a microphone. How does that work for you?
It was definitely more encouraging when the audience came in. Playing for a real audience feels a lot better than playing into a microphone, definitely.
Well, there's a real audience out there, and you can be sure they loved every note that you played. And again, thanks for coming by. We'll hope to see you again before too long.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks also to Holly's pianist today, Vincent Fu, who was certainly not slouching off there at all. I had a few notes to cover there. Our engineers, Tom Blaine and Tyler Ditter. And also to Peter Bryant in our brand new FM studio, bringing you this music from Mills Concert Hall. And thanks also to Tina Hauser for working through the quiz question with your answers and drawing the name of our winner.